What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? You know, when they go, yeah, like that. What do you call that kind of sound?
I don't hardly know. Now, we got a man come here, when he read works here, can come through this whole building hauling chow, and everybody knows what he means.
Well, when people are talking about the sound that horses make, have you heard them call it whickering? Or
yes,
whickering or?
Yeah. Yes, horse whickers.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's in the breast of the chicken that children like to play with?
The pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and then it grows back.
Only a second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
It's cornbread.
And what are some other things that women make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, they make patties and whole cakes.
Okay. Well, now, what's the difference between patties and whole cakes?
Patties are a little thin piece of bread about that large, 2 inches square,
uh-huh.
Or 2 inches across, and the whole cakes, the size of the griddle it's cooked on.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, are the patties made in that size before they're cooked, or are they?
Yes, and they're made and pulled on the griddle and they're cooked.
Uh-huh.
Cooked 4 or 5 on the griddle, you know.
Well, now, what about something that's made out of cornmeal that's made up into a little ball, and then people cook these with turnip greens, cook them in the pot liquor?
I started to say hush puppies, but that goes with fish.
That's right, yeah. Now, the hush puppies are fried, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, now, what about these other things that are cooked with greens?
I can't think of the name of them. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do people around here eat them like that?
Not too much.
Uh-huh.
There's some of them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of high hush puppies, but it's from cooking them with vegetables. They don't do too much of that now.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, these things that are cooked with vegetables, have you heard them referred to as corn dumplings or corn dodgers?
Yes, corn dodgers, many times.
Uh-huh. And they would be the ones with the greens.
Yes.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire? Do you have a special name for that? This is really getting back there. Have you ever seen anybody make cornbread on the hob in the ashes?
I think I've seen colored people doing that.
Uh-huh.
Know? But I don't remember what they called it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was so far back, I about forgot that.
Yeah, that's really a long way back. Let's see, if somebody takes cornmeal, I think the way you make this is to boil cornmeal and then you pour it in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon.
Yes.
Now, what's that called?
I've heard some people talking about something they fix like that called corn dodgers.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard people talk about mush or kush?
Yes.
Well, now, what would that be?
That's cooking peas and bread together some way.
Peas and bread?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that called?
Called pecush.
Okay, now that's interesting. I never heard of that before. Do you know if the bread was cooked before it was put in the peas, or if the cornmeal was put in the peas?
No, I don't think it was. It's padded out, put it tight, you know, and put it in there, and it wouldn't tear up.
Uh-huh.
Till it finished up.
That's very interesting.
But it was put in after the peas got most done.
What kind of peas were these?
Any kind of field pea you want to put it with.
That really sounds pretty good.
Yes.